relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with our very special guest host, the voice of Dallas, Mark Davis.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And my gratitude extends back through the 3 hours of today, a third one underway now, and all of yesterday. It was a wonderful time. It's just absolutely great hanging here with the gentlemen, the people who were on Seb's team, Jeff and Chad and Eric. It's just a pleasure to be with them and a pleasure to be with you. So in order to be with me telephonically, here's what you do. You know the Dr. Gorka phone number. It's 833-33-GORKA. Well, they have to shell out to get that. 833-33-GORKA, which is 833-334-6752. Let me give you a heads up on something. It seems like every day, every couple of days, it's like a fresh shooting that is, especially if there's a death, it's tragic, it's terrible. And then, but of course, everybody goes to their respective corners in order to racially polarize it rather than handling these things as we should on a case-by-case basis with cooler heads prevailing, examining facts and evidence. I mention this to you because there is one that will probably elbow its way into the news before this day is out. It is a friend of mine has shared it with me from the very first place I did radio as a job, and that is the fine capital city of the mountain state of West Virginia in Charleston, West Virginia. There was apparently an officer involved shooting, a black suspect who charged at an officer apparently with a knife. That's never a good look. Right around lunchtime today, so that's all I know, but just keep your antennae up for that, because apparently maybe here comes another one. As for Elizabeth City, if you want to spend a moment on that one, they got to get that video out. They got to get that. The reason we have body cam, the whole body cam thing, is so we can all judge for ourselves and say, ooh, that looks bad, or oh, that looks justifiable, or anything in between. And I know that in North Carolina, there's the notion of needing a court order and all of that, and certain hoops you have to jump through. Great. Say what you will about the whole George Floyd thing. People can feel a wide variety of ways about Officer Chauvin and what he did. But guess what? We saw what he did, didn't we? We saw what he did, and we were able to pass judgment on what we actually saw rather than just somebody's testimony about what we saw. So I'm an enormous advocate of body cams. So anyway, all eyes peeled for Charleston, West Virginia, and just every prayer for obviously for – I don't know if there's a death involved in that. It's an officer involved shooting. No, we don't – I don't think we have a no story of a death in that one yet. But just every prayer for that, for nobody to die and for nobody to riot. That's what I want every day. Nobody dying, nobody rioting. How about that? Okay. 833-33-GORKA, 833-33-GORKA. Where to begin? All right. I don't believe that, and I don't mean to bum anybody out here going into the weekend, Debbie Downer. I don't think Gavin Newsom's going to get recalled. Maybe part of it is because I don't know if there's anybody who's a big enough name to take him down. You know, well, there are plenty of big names, you know, from Caitlyn Jenner to Randy Quaid. We got plenty of names. I mean, political names. I mean, political heft. You know, if Rick Grenell is going to do it, I wish he just kind of let's pony up and let's do it, Rick. And I love me some Rick Grenell. So if we're going to do it, let's do it. If there is some, and I know it's California, which means that, you know, a Ted Cruz-style conservative is not probably going to find a lot of success. Need me more of that. So Caitlyn Jenner. And here's my pronoun policy. And this is sort of another entire talk show. I have memories of Bruce Jenner in the Olympics. That is the same person. Bruce Jenner is a man, and so is Caitlyn Jenner. And I say that not to be incendiary, not to be mean to anybody, but just to simply speak biological, scientific fact. Now, we are awash right now in a time when there is gender dysphoria spreading throughout the land, real and imagined, and involves a lot of people who are male thinking themselves female and the other way around. So what are we to do when presented with these folks in the news or in our lives? So it's challenging. So here's what I'm going to do. And you can do it. You can do whatever you want. You be you. But here's me. First of all, and this is important, you know this, people who are going through the whole transgender thing, gender dysphoria, to not know what gender you are, to be fuzzy on that, or to think you're, you know, in the wrong body, or that must be torture. And I pray for gender normalcy for all of these people. I pray for good health and for a restoration of gender clarity. I want that for them so that they can have happy and fulfilled lives. And that's the grown-ups. There's no such thing as a transgender child. If you have a 9-year-old boy who thinks he's a girl, you don't have a girl, you have a confused boy. Work on that, please, and vice versa. So in Caitlyn Jenner, you have somebody who's been an adult for a really long time and has apparently had these conflicted feelings for a really long time and now lives life and seeks to be identified with the name of a woman. You can change your name. I'll call you Caitlyn all day long. You know, I'll call you whatever you change your name to, you can change your name. You cannot change your gender. You simply can not. Now, every article that you see about Caitlyn Jenner will refer to Caitlyn Jenner as she or her. And that, by definition, anyone doing that is saying, I recognize that that is now a woman. Since that is demonstrably false, I cannot and will not do that. Now, nor will I engage in what I guess is now called misgendering. I could, and I'd be right, call Caitlyn Jenner he and him all day long, or even Bruce, as a lot of people do. Hey, Bruce, what's my name? I mean, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be ugly, as my Aunt Susie used to say. Don't be ugly. But nor am I going to buy into the notion that Caitlyn Jenner has become a woman, because Caitlyn Jenner has not become a woman. And I just did there what I'm going to do moving forward, and that is to use no pronoun at all. I will not call Caitlyn Jenner he. I could, but this is just me wanting to be, I do want to be kind, but I will not be kind at the exclusion of science and logic. I want to be empathetic, and I am. So before we even get to whether Caitlyn Jenner is a worthy gubernatorial candidate, that's why I'll be saying Caitlyn Jenner's name. Almost did it. I mean, I will trip. What's the over-under on when I trip up and use one pronoun or the other? I don't know. Maybe 17 minutes past the hour. I got nothing. Anyway, though, so let's move on to that. That's my pronoun philosophy. I will not refer to a man with woman pronouns or vice versa. And nor should you. And nor should you. If you want to, and by the way, you're not misgendering someone, you are properly gendering someone if you refer to Caitlyn Jenner as he, because Caitlyn Jenner is a he. But I do want to throw, I always try to be as conciliatory as I can when it doesn't involve caving on core values. Okay. So what about this person as a gubernatorial candidate? Here's why. When Caitlyn Jenner announced Caitlyn Jenner's candidacy, see, it does get unwieldy. there was a statement there that had a number of praiseworthy things. And I thought, wow, if this were anybody else, I'd think is a pretty good candidate. Now, does the fact that Caitlyn Jenner has gender dysphoria make her a not good candidate? Not automatically, okay. But here's the thing. Here's why I want a solid, strong, unapologetic conservative who knows what sex he is or what sex she is. And it's not because gender dysphoria instantly means that you know, your brain is scrambled and everything you believe is unreliable. But one of the most important battles that lies ahead is about this. Some of the most important battles that lie ahead, especially in the People's Republic of California, is going to be, will there be a biological boy in lane 5 next to your daughter in lane 4 in the 400 meters at the state track meet? We need courage and clarity from our conservative leaders on that, and that may be an area where Caitlyn Jenner, who may be right on everything else, may not be reliable on that. So for that reason, listen, anytime, I think it's an old Reagan philosophy, if there's somebody that you agree with on 80, 90% of stuff and don't agree with them 10 or 20%, mostly that's an ally. But my bar is going to be set high, and I would be hoping for and looking for a Republican candidate in California who checks that box in the proper way. Okay? Okay. All righty. Telephone number again, as I said, is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis, M-A-R-K Davis. You can grab me in book form with Upside Down, How the Right Turned, Upside Down, How the Left Turned Right into Wrong, Truth into Lies, Good into Bad. I've only said it a few million times. Just do Mark Davis Upside Down on Amazon and grab that for your listening and dancing pleasure. I'm Mark Davis, in for Seb. Your call's next on America First.
Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/GORKA to protect your data today.
America First. Magnificent.
You got it. Little Christopher Cross, little Ride Like the Wind as we ride like the wind into the weekend. I'm sorry to chuckle. Are we fans of Spinal Tap? You remember the 1992 album by the parody band, Break Like the Wind? I'm sorry, I've been laughing at that for 30 years. Didn't expect to roll it out today, but hey, you guys pick the music. And we have been picking topics for each other largely here at 833-33-GORKA. Appreciate that. And appreciate Seb for the opportunity to be here. Appreciate the boys for hanging out with me and for you for listening to the program. So grab a line at 833-33-GORKA. Let me, as we get ready to do calls here, let me share with you a little bit of what President Biden and Vice President Harris are all trying to pull off here. And a lot of it, and I'll tell you who's done us an enormous favor, is Tim Scott. He did us a favor, and then leftist culture did us the additional favor of its shrill racist attack on Tim Scott, so that now even Kamala Harris has said today that she doesn't think America is a racist nation. In a minute, here's Joe Biden tap dancing around this. Stand by, and then I'll tell you what they're up to, what their little game is. Cut 4, President Biden, go.
He said, among other things, America isn't racist. Is it?
No, I don't think the American people are racist. But I think after 400 years, African Americans have been left in a position where they are so far behind the eight ball in terms of education, health, in terms of opportunity. I don't think America's racist, but I think the overhang from all of the Jim Crow and before that slavery have had a cost, and we have to deal with it.
Okay. This is an honest question. Slavery, centuries ago. Jim Crow, ending, you know, the middle of the last century. There is still racism to be found individually. Do the vestiges of that, the fact that those things happen, how much do those things still attach to the Black people of today? And I can't answer that universally, because I could find 100 Black people who would answer it differently. And the differences between them are not just experiential. They are political, because I might find, and I don't want to shoehorn people in this way, but let's just say I have spoken to some Black folk who happen to be liberal, and they feel very put upon still. That maybe they're having a tough ride in life because, well, there were slaves in Alabama in 1853. It's like, what? How exactly does this manifest in your life today? Or that, you know, there's just bad stuff going on in my life today because of Jim Crow. Jim Crow that was gotten rid of decades before you were born? Really? And the way I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people of a lot of different colors about this, so I'm not just spitballing here. It depends on the way you choose to see life. And if you choose to wear the stigma of slavery around with you in 2021, it will weigh you down. If you choose to free yourself from it and say, this absolutely happened, and it was terrible. It happened to my ancestors, and it was terrible. You know, as I think I mentioned this just as some personal history, you know, I'm a white guy, and I can't believe that when I was born in 1957, that a couple of months earlier, President Eisenhower had to call in the National Guard so a Black girl could go to school. And I'm a white guy that can't believe that. Imagine if I met a Black guy of the same age as me, and I know many. That was them. That was their life. These were people who can remember from their childhood colored water fountains, separate entrances for them than they would have for me during our lifetime. That happened. And to have that in your memory, indelibly in your memory, not only is it not wrong, you should always remember that. But why are you remembering it? Are you remembering it with a sort of a sense of amazement that, wow, that happened? What were we thinking? And thank God we evolved past it. Thank God we are enlightened now and wouldn't think of doing that anymore, with a sense of gratitude at our progress. Or are you going to have grievance wrapped around you for every remaining day of your life? That is no way to live. And that is not the way that, for example, Tim Scott chooses to live.
The left has lost their mind today. It's really saddening to see that what the left is doing is fighting bigotry with bigotry, and they've exposed their hypocrisy, and their true motivation has nothing to do with ending prejudice. It has everything to do with claiming or getting more power. I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the left's response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay, according to Twitter's response 12 hours later. But thanks to your viewers for going to votetimscott.com. Thank you all so much. That really made a difference, because Lindsay's right. The next several months, if not the next 2 years of my life, will be standing in the gap for what we know as traditional American values.
Good for Tim Scott. All right, back to the phones. Let us roll to Minneapolis, line 2. Lori, hey, Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka on America First. How you doing?
It's the first time I've ever called a show, and I just wanted to talk.
Thank you.
We're talking about the pronouns with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And I have, my daughter is 25, and she has a friend that hasn't had any surgery, but she likes to be known as a guy.
Yeah.
And right. I said to my daughter, because she says, oh, whatever she wants to do is fine with me, I still like her. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you call your friend? Mm-hmm. He, she, what? And she says, Mom, you call them they. They do not get offensive if you
no.
call them they.
Well, that's a deal breaker, I'm afraid, because the language has meaning. Because the language has meaning, and just as I will not call a woman, 30 seconds and I'm done. I won't call a woman he, I won't call a man she. They, what does they mean? Means more than one person. Now, a lot of times somebody will say, oh, somebody left their pencil, because we don't know what sex the person is who left the pencil. The proper English is somebody left his pencil, even if a woman did it. Maybe we can find some alternate word. But the reason they did this on a recent episode of This Is Us, it drove me insane. They're trying to make us feel great about that on This Is Us, which is a lovely show, but it's making me crazy. They doesn't work because they is more than one person. A man is not a woman is not a man, and a trans person is not not two people or three. So no. Anyway, go ahead.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay, because I'm a few years younger than you are, and this stuff boggles my mind.
I know.
But I couldn't resist. I had to ask.
And
my
I'm glad.
Daughter
and thank you. And you did it. Friend. And you did it in a wonderful spirit too. Because even in, I'm a stickler for the language, but I'm also a stickler for being nice to people and kind to people. Not to the point where I sacrifice core values or give in to ridiculousness, but pray for this friend of your daughter. For gender normalcy and peace and mental health and being kind and the kind of person you seem to be is exactly the way we ought to be. And thank you. Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. It is America First, and we'll be right back.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
All day, every day, as I said. Little Pat Benatar to cruise us into our home stretch half hour. Let me grab a call or two here, gentlemen, and then I'm going to go looking for cut seven, a little vintage Rudy Giuliani as he faces some legal problems that are either A, deserved, or B, malicious prosecution. I don't magically know which. But I will tell you, I'm going to err on the side of malicious prosecution because this is kind of what they do, you know. And Rudy has committed the unpardonable sin of being an ally of President Trump, and the even further unpardonable sin of having a jaundiced view of the election outcome, et cetera, et cetera. So let me do a little Rudy here in just a moment. But first, Let's do a little more telephone action. Telephone number again is 833-33-GORKA. And we are in California on line 5. Tom, hey, Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. How are you doing, sir?
Very well, Mark. You've done a great job as usual.
You're very kind. Thank you.
I'd like to call the alarm on the vile hatred cancel culture, the vile hatred critical race theory that emanates, by the way, from Karl Marx, a lot of it, who was inextricably linked to the devil. Paul Kengor explains that in his book, The Devil and Karl Marx. Anyway, if we don't stop this attack on this wonderful Judeo-Christian-based nation, we are dead. And call this, title this call, A Patriotic Pandemic That Becomes Systemic, inspired by a true great American hero that you alluded to earlier, Senator Tim Scott. He gave, I believe, one of the greatest speeches ever in bravely as a conservative Christian black man, acknowledging America's grave sins of racism that you alluded to. It's unbelievably evil. Mm-hmm. But he also said it's the best nation on earth. He said racism is absolutely not systemic. We know the country was founded, as I said, on Judeo-Christian values that entail what? Respect for the individual, respect for all races, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Martian. It doesn't matter. We're all children of God. We live our lives with kindness and decency and treat everyone the way we wanted to be treated. And for him to acknowledge how poor it was, how vilely evil it was, but he said, my grandpa saw things go from cotton
to Congress. And what an amazing journey that is. And it's one that deserves to be appreciated at every point along the line. Tom, thank you. We need to appreciate from where we have come. Appreciate the sin, the torture of slavery, but then in the same breath, appreciate the journey we've made since. And if you do one without the other, it's just incomplete thinking. If you're walking around today saying, "Ah, get over it, slavery, don't talk to me about that," that ain't right. But nor is it right to walk around with a king size, you know, hubcap size chip on your shoulder because of what might have happened a century and a half ago. That's not a way to live. And there is and the good news here is most Americans, I think, balance this thoroughly well with exactly the requisite appreciation for the stain on history that slavery is, that all of racist policy is, Jim Crow all the way up through various things. But then an appreciation of how far we have come. 60 seconds on line 3. Ray in Livermore, California. You think Newsom can be beat, sir? Tell me why. Go.
Yes, he can. I'm going to attempt a very risky maneuver and correct the host. You said no name is big enough to take down Gavin Pelosi. He's not on the ballot. He can't run in this. There's two questions on the ballot. One is whether to recall him or not.
Right.
The other is who is your choice as a candidate. And he can't run as a candidate.
No, absolutely right. You're completely right. And B, I'm always open to fine tuning and correction. Absolutely. But I also know that. And here's what I mean is that you've got to you're right about the flow chart, the way it works, you know, recall or no recall. If it's no, then he stays. If it is a recall, then whom do you want to replace him? There's no alternative over there. If voting to recall Gavin Newsom is going to be about two things. Number one, are people hacked off enough about Gavin Newsom? And even that's iffy in California. The second one is there an alternative waiting in the wings who's attractive enough? And I don't know that there is. Do you?
Let me help you with the pronouns. You know, Jenner, if you drop the first name, you can just, when I was in the Army, we called people by their last name.
Exactly.
Only.
Like writing a newspaper Jones, article about them. Right. 30
yeah.
seconds. Go ahead.
Drop the first name. Just call him Jenner. You know, he has a bit of a chance because name recognition. That's how we ended up with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But there'll be over 100 people on this ballot. It's going to be a melee. It's going to be a mess.
It will. So, and I'd love to see it happen. And Ray, thank you for the input and great to hear from you from the magnificent central part of the Golden State there in Livermore. All right. Up next, let's do a little immigration, shall we? With Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies, a little border talk next on America First. Mark Davison for Seb. Thanks for being here.
You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com. Welcome back to America First with Mark Davis.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time left, do we? So we better spend it well. Mark Davis with you, filling in for Dr. Gorka. Yesterday and today, we have had a magnificent time, and we're not done. We're not mailing in these last couple of segments. No, because it is a pleasure to head to. If there's any group that I am a big fan of for a long amount of time, it is the Center for Immigration Studies, and in the great community of fellows attached to that great group, here is Todd Bensman. Todd, welcome, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on.
It is my great pleasure. So this is the week where we look at everything through the lens of the Biden speech. And he instructed us about the economic crisis, which is a myth, the white supremacy crisis, which is a myth. The one thing that really is a crisis is something that neither he nor his point person, Kamala Harris, seem to want to talk about, and that is the border crisis. So that's self-evident. Let me offer that baton to you and ask you where you think that is and where you think it's going with the migrant children and the open borders and all of that. What's your take on, as we enter the month of May, where do we stand?
Sure. Well, there's most definitely a border crisis underway. It is escalating sharply. We are about to finish the month of April, which means that in the next week or so, we should have the new numbers, apprehension numbers for the month of April. Just to give you a little bit of perspective, we were looking at about 70,000, which is high in January. That jumped to 100,000 in February, to 171,000 in March, which put us at a 15-year high. So I expect that whatever the April numbers are, they're probably going to be much higher and would put us at a 20-year, 25-year mark. We'll see how high that actually goes. And if you can just kind of imagine a very steep set of stairs that goes for about 3.5 years, 4 years, that's kind of what we're looking at with this, because the administration is just ignoring this, and they think that they'll ignore it into oblivion. But what they're doing is they're facilitating the equivalent of a population transfer into the United States over that border. They are just pouring in by the tens and tens of thousands every month, every day, every week, pouring in over the border. So that's what we're looking at. I just returned from the border myself last week, and that was my third trip since the inauguration. So I have a pretty good idea of what's going on down there, I think.
I want to ask you a couple of specifics about that, because most of us think in terms of, especially right here in my state of Texas, we think about all the migrant kids at various large city facilities. But you've paid some attention, and maybe this was your most recent trip. You've got a great piece at your website, which again is Todd Bensman, B-E-N-S-M-A-N, Todd with two D's, toddbensman.com, inside a cartel smuggling operation in West Texas. I trust that was the trip just completed. What did you find out?
That's right. This trip, I went to the Big Bend sector, which is normally one of the most lightly traveled sectors because it's so wild and vast and difficult. Mm-hmm. But the Biden border crisis has definitely hit the Big Bend sector in this way, where you've got children and families that's sort of the middle of the media to the extent that there's any media coverage. That's what it's focused on, these families and children that are just pouring in. Biden administration is letting them in. But for the most part, adult singles are not able to, they're still being returned to Mexico under the pandemic era. I guess you could call it they call it Title 42. So if you're single and adult with a bunch of family and kids around you, the family and kids get to stay, but you get returned to Mexico, except in the Big Bend section. The Big Bend sector is so ill-defended that there's nobody there to return them. So that's why they're going there. It's wide open. The cartel smuggling arm, the branch of the La Linea cartel, is active there. They control everything that comes and goes over that border, and they are moving thousands and thousands of immigrants, single immigrants mostly, on these long distance backpacking trips that go from anywhere from 6 to 12 days through the wilderness there. They charge them $11,000 a head. They bring them all the way directly from Central America all the way into Big Bend, and to the Interstate 10 is the ultimate goal for those immigrants, because once you get to Interstate 10, then you can be picked up and you're pretty much anywhere in the country after that.
Los Angeles to Jacksonville, Florida. Off you go. In our last minute and a half, because here in Dallas, we got the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, which is still teeming with migrant kids brought here in what you have very cleverly referred to as a policy called catch and bus, where you're gathered at the border, kept there in some fetid facility, and then they immediately put you on a bus somewhere into the interior of America. Do you believe, as I do, that it's to get these kids atomized out across the land, never to be seen again, so that they can be legalized, naturalized, and begin decades of grateful Democrat voting?
Oh, I'm going to use that, atomized. I'm taking that. Anyway, yes. So that's what's happening, is the completion of long-distance smuggling pipelines is the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. And NGOs on our side. We let them in. We arrange for bus passage, either on charter buses or Greyhound buses, to anywhere they want to go in the world. We give them. We're bussing them around. And if they turn up at an immigration office somewhere, maybe we'll be lucky.
Maybe.
But they certainly don't have to. They'll just disappear. They're in forever. Nobody's going home.
Well, I'm glad I got that question in and the others. Let me send everybody to toddbensman.com. And on Twitter, it is Bensman Todd, BENSMAN, Todd with two Ds. Pleasure to have you, sir. Thanks for all you do for Center for Immigration Studies. Great book, too, Covert Border War, about jihadist infiltration. Todd Bensman, thanks for being on America First. All right. Well, speaking of having gratitude for people, got a thought or two about you, gratitude for this great nation, a little short segment with which we finish each hour. And since it's our last period together for the moment, I've got a thought or two for you specifically to take you into the weekend. So come back for that.
America First.
And that is the domain of Sebastian Gorka, who will be back on the show that bears his name on Monday. For yesterday and for today, I've been, and presumably will continue to be, Mark Davis, host of 660 AM The Answer here in Dallas-Fort Worth, here on The Morning Show. And part of the blessing of walking into the door of the Salem Media Group in the summer of 2012, coming up on 9 years, it's crazy, is I love the local show that I do, and I love my state. I'm a native Texan, and it's great to be. I grew up in the suburbs of D.C., but it's just so wonderful to be back here where I've been for like a quarter century. And I believe that that it's a God thing. Of course, I believe everything is a God thing. And so to be here with the local show that I love and the opportunity to come in and work for this network, you know, where you know, with a great friend of mine like Mike Gallagher, and with the ability to be on the Hugh Hewitt show and be on the Larry Elder show and be on the Dennis Prager show. And now to every once in a while, whenever they just, you know, hit the bat signal, I'm more than glad to be here because it's been an enormous, enormous pleasure working with Jeff and Chad and Eric, and to do anything with Dr. Gorka. I had Seb Gorka on the show, you know, as a guest before he had, you know, any radio stuff going on. I mean, because what was the first big book? It was Defeating Jihad, right? And I had him on, and I just thought, this is one of the coolest guys I've ever talked to about anything. And since then, he's become a colleague and a friend. And so to be here and be a guest in his broadcast house means a great deal to me. So what can I leave you on the way out? Follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis. We want to maintain the relationship. My show is 660 AM The Answer. You can do 660amtheanswer.com. I'm on 7 to 10 AM Central Time. We have podcasts of past shows. You can go riffing through those to your heart's delight. Me in book form is Upside Down, How the Left Turned Right into Wrong, Truth into Lies, Good into Bad. Just do Mark Davis Upside Down and you'll find it. Hope that's useful to you. Every word in it's still true. And if you're a Texas-ophile, I wrote Lone Star America in 2014. Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. And it contains some things about my wonderful state. Maybe you live here, maybe you don't. Maybe you just wish you did sometimes. So that's all the plugs. And the only other thing I'll do to take you out with something useful is when things, they say it's always darkest before the dawn, which is kind of a, you know, cliche, kind of a lyrical thing. Don't get dispirited. The media are corrupt. The meanings of words are even being dashed against the rocks. And we have one party rule. But the only thing certain in life is change, right? So let's make that change happen. Let's fight hard and fight smart. You know, we don't have Hollywood. We don't have the dominant media culture. But you know what? We got talk radio. And Seb Gorka's got this show. And it's a better America when he does. America First with Seb Gorka returns with Seb on Monday. So God bless. Thank you all very, very much. I'm Mark Davis. See you next time they ask. Right here on the Salem Radio Network. Have a fantastic weekend.